You're listening to WWBC, Cocoa, Melbourne, Titusville, 1510 AM, as well as W234BI, Cocoa, Rockledge, and W264AS, Rockledge, Melbourne, Palm Bay, and 100.7 FM.
You are now tuned in with the Power of Faith Healing and Deliverance Temple with Apostle Curtis Watkins. Please stay tuned at the end of the program for more information. Now here is Apostle Curtis J. Watkins.
Good morning, good morning, good morning. Yes, I'm in agreement. I'm in agreement. Yes, it's about time for your miracle. Listen, this radio station and the other radio station that has been called out has made it possible for us to come into your home, come into your cars. Amen. This is your day. This is your time for a miracle. You've been waiting. You've been praying. You've been anticipating. Yes, now it is the time. The radio broadcast, the Power of Faith Healing and Deliverance Temple, 1219 South Street, located in the beautiful city of Titusville, Florida, is now on the air. Come on, jump on. Come on, jump on. Tell somebody, call somebody, wake them up and let them know. Guess what? It's about time for your miracle. It's about time for your miracle. Yes, we all going through. And it don't look, it does not look like it's in time for your miracle. It doesn't look like a miracle. But oh, the enemy is a liar. He is a liar. God is still on the throne, and he's still able to do what he say he's going to do. Somebody say amen. Come on, I know you out there. Wake up, wake up, get up. You're in the middle of a miracle. You're not in the middle of a problem. You're not in the middle of a situation. You're right in the smack middle of a miracle. God is going to do it. God will do it. Because why? He's not a man that he should lie, neither the son of man that he shall repent. It's about time for your miracle radio broadcast this morning. You stay with me. I'll stay with you for 1 hour. Come on, share. Come on, wake somebody up. I know you said, oh, Pastor, I had a long weekend and I'm just tired. But oh, get up. Turn this radio up. Blast it up. Blast it up in your homes. Blast it up in your cars. Blast it up. Amen. You may be at work and got your earpiece in. Hallelujah. Just blast it up loud as you can take it in your ear, because I want you to know it's about time for your miracle. I don't care what's going on. I don't care what the enemy is trying to say. I don't care what the enemy is trying to do. I'm so excited about it because I know Jesus lives. I know he reigns. I know he's on the throne. Hallelujah. And we give God praise. We give God the glory. Good morning, Prophetess Gathers. God bless you. I'm telling you, we give God the praise. We give God the glory. Amen. For what he's done and for what he's going to do. Amen. The enemy ain't doing nothing. Amen. He's not doing nothing. You say, oh, Apostle, yes, he is. No, don't magnify what the enemy is doing. He said, if I be lifted up, what? He said, if I be lifted up from the earth, he said, I'll draw all men unto me. This what Jesus said. And sure enough, he was laid down and they lift him up. And guess what? He drawed all men unto him. So guess what? Satan has not the authority. Satan has not the power. Now he has permission. Yes, he has permission. Come on. And he had to ask for that. Oh, come on. He's got permission. But guess what? He still don't have the authority that he think he got. So that's why I'm saying you in the middle of a miracle. It's time for your miracle. Hold your head up high. Come on, let's go to the throne of grace. Amen. Father, in the name of Jesus, we thank you for another day. We thank you for another time. We thank you for another opportunity that we could come, God, with our hearts bowed before you. We thank you this morning how you woke us up, God. Early this morning, some of us, God, are at work. And Lord, some of us, God, has just got the day off. Some of us, God, is just going to take care of business today. But God, we thank you for, and we're grateful for how you're going to watch over us, how you watched over us, God, through the night. And we thank you even now, Father, for things as well as they are, Father, because we realize that you're still on the throne. We know that you got all power in your hands, Father, and we know that it's nothing too hard for you. God, we thank you today. Father, we ask you to touch each and every one right now under the sound of my voice, Father. We thank you for touching them right now, Father, from the crown of their head to the sole of their feet, Father. We thank you for touching those that are incarcerated, Father. God, we thank you right now. We pray the peace of God over their minds. We pray the peace of God over their bodies while they're in there, Father God. We thank you even now, God. Some are going up to court today, Father. Lord God, we thank you when they stand before the judge, Father, on this side, God. Lord, let it be justice and let it be right, Father. Oh, God, even now, God, we thank you, God. And when they stand before you, God, I know it will be all right and correctly go, God. They will not be misjudged, God. We thank you now, God, and we glorify you. Touch the sick, God. Touch their bodies right now. Hallelujah, God. Let them be able to say, I've been made whole by his stripes. Come on, huh? By your word, God, according to what your word said. You was wounded for our transgression, and you was bruised for our iniquities, and the chastisement of our peace was upon you, and by your stripes we are healed, Father. We thank you now, Father. We thank you for setting the oppressed free right now in the name of Jesus, Father God. And we looking unto you, the author and the finisher of our faith, in the name of Jesus. We thank you. Amen. 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 Praise God. Listen, good morning to all of you once again. We thank God for you tuning into the radio broadcast this morning. Amen. The Power of Faith Healing and Deliverance Temple, 1219 South Street, located in the beautiful city of Titusville, Florida, where yours truly is the founding pastor, Apostle Dr. Curtis Watkins. Amen. We do honor Lady Watkins. Amen. Evangelist Dr. Benita Watkins. Amen. We honor you today. Praise God. Our church mother, Mother Brown. Praise God. Well, God, we thank you to all our prophetess there, prophetess gathers. Dr. Gathers, amen. Prophetess Dr. Gathers, we thank God for you. Amen. We thank God for Prophetess Dr. Aretha Wright. Amen. Hallelujah. We thank God for you. All our evangelists there that makes up the Power of Faith Healing and Deliverance Temple Body also. Amen. Thank God for you, Evangelist Blackman, Evangelist Mara. Thank God for you, Evangelist Harvey. Thank God for you, Evangelist Victoria. Thank God for you. Hallelujah. Evangelist Jan, thank God for you. We want to thank God for you all. And Prophetess Moses, amen. God bless you. Part of the body, amen. And praise the Lord. Pastor Jamal Moses, amen. Hallelujah. Delville, Alabama. We want to thank God for them as they're watching in too. Thank God for all of you and to all our covenant brothers and sisters that is on the line and will be on the line. And thank God for being in covenant with you. Amen. We want to thank God for you today. Amen. We do honor again to all of you. Amen. The household of faith. Amen. We thank God for you today. Listen, be not dismayed. Be not dismayed because God will take care of you. That's what the songwriter says. Amen. I want you to know God is still on the throne. Within your bosom, you have a phone. All you got to do is call him up and tell him. Amen. All you got to do is call him up and tell him, even though he already knows. Come on here. But you can bring him into remembrance of his word. Come on here. Because there's nothing that we're in that God is not in there with us. There's nothing that we're in that God cannot see us through, bring us out of. We must do this. We must know this. It was already in the frame from the beginning of the world. It was already. It was predestined. It was predestined. It was already designed that I will go through this and I will come out. Come on. Come on. Hallelujah. So guess what? That's why we can't be worried and well doing. For he said, well, in due season, you're going to reap if you faint not. Hold your head up high. Our God reigns. Hold your head up high. Our God lives. Hold your head up high. Our God is still who he say he is. I believe he's going to do what he says he's going to do. I don't care what the enemy is trying to paint. I don't care what the enemy is trying to say. God is still able to do a sinner above all we think or ask. Y'all better say something to me in this morning. This is why you are in the middle of a miracle. Yes, you said I'm in the middle of this and I can't feel my way. I can't see my way. Yes, God is allowing it to be like this because if you start feeling your way, you're not going to want to go through it. If you still look at it, you're not going to want to go through it. So this is why he's causing you to walk this thing out by faith. Hallelujah. We don't know. We don't know. Come on here. We don't know. But the God in us know, hallelujah, that this is going to end and it's not going to end the way the enemy think it's going to end. Praise God. I'm a steal. Come on. That's right, prophets. I'm still, hallelujah, gonna hold on to my faith. I'm still gonna confess what the word says. I'm still gonna be who God has made me to be. Come on. So what the enemy is trying to do Amen. What the enemy is trying to do, he's trying to discredit God, amen, in your life. He's trying to discredit God in your walk, in your belief, amen. But I come by here to tell you, I want you to know on this radio this morning, those of you that can hear me, God will never be defeated. God will never lose his power. Come on. The authority of God, it will always remain. The authority of God will always super rule and reign over the enemy. The enemy has no authority. Hallelujah. He has no authority to come in and come rampant and hallelujah and try to take your faith, try to take what belongs to you. He can't do it. Amen. He has no authority. He has not that authority. Hallelujah. He has not that authority over your life. Praise God. I know it. I believe it. Come on. And I'm going to walk in it. And you know it. And you're going to walk in it. Come on. We can't let the enemy come in us and do us like this. Why? Because I'm reminded what Jesus said. Praise God. I'm reminded what Jesus said to Simon, which is Peter. He said, Simon, Simon, I pray for thee that thy faith do what? Fail you not. And we preach from this many a times and we talk from this. And that's what we got to keep before us. That our faith, while we're going through, that we while we're going through it, that we would not fall prey to what the enemy is trying to say or what the enemy is trying to make us look at or think. This is why we got to keep our mind. This is why we got to keep our mind. Come on. He said, I keep you in perfect peace whose mind is stayed in you. So when you start wondering in your mind, wondering about why you're going through it, then that's when the enemy start coming in to try to weaken you. Come on. Hallelujah. That's why he said, let the weak say I'm strong. Let the oppressed. You got to start bringing this. I know it. You say, Apostle, I've been going through this for a while and I'm tired. I don't know. I don't know. No, wait a minute. Your words are so powerful in authority, and it's power and life in the tongue. So you speak in this thing into the atmosphere. Oh, my God. Oh, my God. Prophetess gathers. Good God Almighty. You're speaking to this thing in the atmosphere that was never designed in the frame. Fear, doubt, and unbelief was never designed in the frame. It's hanging out the side of the frame. Come on. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Come on. It's hanging outside the frame. You know why? Because it was never designed to be in the frame from the beginning of the time. God have already given us faith. God has already brought us out. Come on. Hallelujah. Let me. Oh my God. I'm so excited because I'm to the point. I've come to the point in my walk with God. I don't care if what come my way. I'm still persuaded to know that God in me is greater than that thing that's trying to come up against me. Come on. The God in you is greater than that thing that's trying to come up against you, my friend, my brother, my sister. Come on here. He's already told us, amen, if we're going to read this word, and we're going to practice this word and walk in this word. So when it comes down, the rubber come to meet the road, we better make sure. Come on, because that enemy is so crafty and he's so cunning. I'm not glorifying him. I'm not glorifying the enemy, but I'm coming to tell you, he is coming to try to test you to see where you really at in God. Because he know he can't get back there. Uh-oh. So what he does is he try to make it seem like God don't hear you. He try to make it feel like God is not with you. He try to make it, come on, he pumps up things. Come on, it's just full of air, but you full of the word and faith. Come on, I'm just not full of air. I'm just not up with the hype and with the crowd because it looked good right then. Even when it don't look good, I still know God is who he is. I still know God can do what he say he can do. Come on, when it don't look good, it looks good to us all the time because we ain't got no business walking by sight no how. Uh-oh. Yo, you so up. You up like nothing never happened to you. Nothing never happens to me. Why? Because he told me to do what? Count it all joy. Yeah, many are the afflictions of the righteous, but the Lord going to do what? Deliver them out of them all. When are we going to get this concept? Come on. God is with me. God can do it. Come on. God can do it. There is nothing that you're in right now that God can't bring you out of. You might as well close this Bible if you don't believe it. Come on, you got to watch. You got to watch what we're saying, and we got to watch our actions when we're going through something that that the enemy has trying to bombard us, to try to take us. It was never in the frame for us to walk in fear, doubt, and unbelief. It was never in the frame for you to go through this, hallelujah, and have questions in your mind. Because he said in everything, come on, give thanks. Everything. He didn't say it had to be good all the time. He said in everything, give thanks, whether it's bad or whether it's good. Oh, my God. Oh, Sister Kendra, I can't understand it. When things look good, we really on fire. We can't nobody pull us down. But the minute things don't look good, we want to know where is God right there. He never left you. He never will forsake you. He's always with us. He's omnipresent. Come on. He said, when you walk it, through the water, you won't drown. This is the word. Come on. Hallelujah. He said, and when you go through the fire, you won't burn. Get yourself together. Come on. Get yourself together. Pull yourself back in. Come on. And begin to operate and begin to say what the word say, not what's trying to come your way, because it was never in the frame for you to walk, for you to talk outside of the frame. Come on, hallelujah. The only time a picture can be destroyed, and back in our days, they didn't kind of have frames. They would take a tack or a nail and nail the picture on the wall without the frame, or put it in the mirror. Do I have any witnesses out there? And over time, the picture will curl. It will curl, and it will fold over. Why? Because it was nothing. Oh, my God. Come on. This old prophet is gathered. This is how I'm sending it through the Holy Ghost. This is what's happening now, Bishop. This is what's happened, Bishop Overseer Kendrick. This is what happened now. People are putting themselves outside of the frame. So when things come up on them, they begin to fall over and they begin to curl. They begin to talk what they're not supposed to talk. Because when you're in a frame, when the picture is in the frame, that frame does what? It holds what has been put in there. Oh, you better say something to me. It holds the picture. And it's intact. Come on. And over time, listen, and over time, long as it stay in the frame, guess what happened? It becomes shape. It becomes mold to the frame. And you could try to take it out the frame, but it ends up tearing. Uh-oh, this is going to be something. Because, oh, Jesus. It ends up tearing because guess what? The heat, the sweat, it has glued it to the mirror, to the frame. So come back in the spirit realm with me. We've gone through some stuff, but guess what? He have branded and we're stuck. This is why you need the Holy Ghost. When you're going through the fire, when things look like you're not coming up, come on. Guess what? Because it's already in the frame that God has put us in together. He has put us in the frame. You can do this. You can do it. Nothing can get in that frame. Come on, in the spirit realm, nothing can get in that frame. But, oh, my God, what is showing is what's in the frame. Uh-oh. Now, dust can be on the outside. Dust is trying to make you doubt God. Dust is trying to cover up your faith. Y'all ain't going to say nothing to me. But when you're cleaning the frame and it's dust up there, you can wipe off the dust off the frame. Come on. This is what the word is doing. It's wiping off this stuff that's trying to come to us to make us doubt God, to make us walk in fear, to make us question, where is God in this? He's still there. He's still here. Get yourself together. Come on. You can say, well, we all going through it, and you on top. I don't see it. Everybody ain't the same. Hold up. You got the Holy Ghost. I got the Holy Ghost. And he's keeping us so we become the same. We're supposed to be talking the same thing. Walking the same walk. Talking the same talk. Come on, somebody. Come on. This dust is not in the frame. The only time dust become in the frame where the picture is when you open up the frame or the frame fracture or break or crack, the mirror crack, then stuff can get in. So what is wrong now? Stuff is trying to leak into our spirit realm and it's trying to make you start talking crazy, looking crazy, walking crazy, doing crazy things, putting things in the atmosphere. Come on, that was never designed to be in the atmosphere of the frame of a Christian. Come on. The enemy is trying to make God look like he's not at hand, like he's not working. Come on. God is working on your behalf. Come on. I keep saying this. If it's any two people that should have gave up, it's number one, it should have been Jesus. My God. But it was already in the frame that his father prepared him a body, come on, to come down and to redeem us back to the place, the original state, the original frame. Come on. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Oh, my God. This frame thing is on me this morning. Hallelujah. And when you want a good frame, you're going to pay for a good frame. But this is what's wrong now. People are getting cheap frames. Come on. And it looks good. It looks good. But the minute the frame go through something, a drop, it cracks. It the wood get chipped. That frame is no more good to hold the picture or whatever you put in there. Come on. This is what I'm talking about in the spirit realm. It's already been framed. Everything in our lives is already been framed. This is why the enemy cannot touch you according to the scriptures. Yes, we don't have all this here according to the scripture, but I just want to talk to you this morning. We don't have all this word. You don't have all this prophecy. Come on, but it's in the frame. But guess what? The frame's still going to collect dust, but it's up to you to do what? To keep that frame clean. Come on, keep that frame white, so dust can't get in to destroy the picture that has already been in there, whatever the certificate or whatever the picture or whatever it is. And guess what? A frame, frames come too many ways you could do it. You can hang it, you can hang it up with the picture in there, or you could sit it on the desk with the picture in there, put the stand out so the frame for whatever it is can stay in the frame. Come on. Don't let the enemy tell you. He's trying to get you outside of the frame of what God has created and put in you. Come on. He's trying to make you doubt God. I just want to let you know today, until we come back to the original state of the original frame that God has put us in, we're never to walk by sight. We're never to walk in fear. We're never to walk in doubt. Even though it's trying to come, it's up to you to accept what the enemy is saying. It's up to you to open that door. The enemy can't do nothing to you. The enemy doesn't have that power, does not have that power to come in just to go rampant in your life. Come on, because he can't enter into the frame unless you have dropped yourself and cracked yourself outside of the word. There's a leak, there's a chip in you. No weapon that form against you shall prosper because you're already in the frame. Come on. Hallelujah. You're already in the frame. Come on. Oh, my God. Jesus, help me in here. I'm trying to get somewhere here. I'm going somewhere here. Prophet is gathered. This is why he says this. I love this. I love this because I'm in the frame and you're in the frame. I'm going to deal with the frame this morning. You're in the frame. I'm in the frame. People of God that's listening, you're on the frame. In here, those of you that are on here, Overseer Kenya, Bishop Kenya McMillan, you're in the frame. Come on. This is why I like this. This is what I like. The scripture says, come on, the word says, come on, the word says, come on, get yourself together and hear what the word is saying. You read it. Let's walk it. Let's talk it. Let's live it. And the gates of hell Come on here. The gates, just the gates. Come on, y'all. Listen, just the gates. He said, and the gates of hell shall not prevail against thee. Oh, my God. Because you in the frame. You can. The gates can't even touch you. Not hell itself. Just the gates of hell. The doors of hell can't even touch you. Good God Almighty. When God dropped that in my spirit last week about the gates of hell can't even touch you. He said, the gates of hell shall not, oh, Mother Cleo Weaver, it shall not prevail against you. Come on here. I don't care what the enemy is trying to do. Come on. Everybody is going through some stuff. But I know the God in you. I know the God in me. Hallelujah. He said he'll uphold you. And he's upholding us. Come on. But you got to keep your mind. See, the enemy trying to bring things to your mind. You got to keep your mind because he know. He said, I'll keep you in what? Perfect peace. Whose mind is stayed on thee. Hallelujah. And we're not going through the what you call the cliches and all this stuff. Oh, it sound good. Oh, it looks good because you can say a cliche, a church cliche. It look like our organization. But you got to have something greater than that. You got to know that you're already in the frame. God has already worked this thing out. God has already designed, hallelujah, and put you in the frame because gates of hell can't touch you. Come on here. No weapon that form against you shall prosper. Come on here. God has already designed and put himself in you. Come on, huh? Hallelujah. This is why he said, let the weak say I'm strong. This is why he said, let the oppressed say I've been set free. Come on, hallelujah. It didn't say let them say what denomination we belong to. Come on, because guess what? That's going down. That's going down. I appreciate every denomination, and I'm not knocking it because that's where you want to be. That's where you're at. But you better know while you in that denomination, you better know you got to have more than just a gathering, more than just conferences. And because after the all of this is over, this conference is over, that conference is over, the enemy's still going to be there. He's still going to be trying to destroy and take your faith. He's still going to try to come in and bombard you. But you got to know you're already in the frame that God has already designed and put you in. We walk by faith and not by sight. Hallelujah. Come on. My faith is taking me someplace. I talked about this before. Your faith is taking you someplace. The enemy does not really want you. He's after what's in you. Because he'll never get back in him what we got in him. The enemy is jealous of you. Somebody better preach that one. The enemy is jealous of you. He's jealous of you. So this is why he tried to make God seem like he ain't coming through. He tried to make a heart for the believers. And he can't even do that. He can't even do that. He's fooling his own self. Come on. He tried to put his hands on your body. I'm just the name of something. Just talking. He tried to put his hands on your body. He tried to put his hand on your family, your children. He's trying to touch everything of the believers that he think that will make us discredit God. What did he tell Job? Come on here. What did he tell Satan talking? He talked to Jesus. What did he say? I can't touch him. Hallelujah. Because you got the frame about him. Oh my God. I'm just, you got the hedge, which is the frame. You got it around him. I can't get to him. He can't get to you, Evangelist Morrow. He can't get to you, Mother Cleo Weaver. Come on. Because God got you in a frame. He said, I'll make him curse you to your face. Ooh. I can't do it right now because you got the frame. You got the frame about him. You got the hedge about him. Then I tell you what I'm gonna do. I'm gonna remove the hedge. And I'm gonna let the picture just hang on the wall without the frame. Oh. He ain't gonna bend. As I said, when you got the picture hanging up there, it'll curl because of the heat. It ain't nothing to help. That's the gates. He said, I'll make him curse you to your face. Jesus gave him permission, so he thought he had permission. He said, I'm going to remove the hedge. And he said to him, he said, now, One thing you ain't gonna do. Y'all can finish it. One thing you ain't gonna do. You're not gonna touch your soul. See, the enemy tried to touch your soul. He tried to take the very life out of you. Jesus removed the hedge from Satan. Jesus removed the hedge from Job.